gentlemen, boys and girls, for episode number 7 of Little Orphan Amy. Of course, you remember that last week we left off with Amy going around in circles in Dave Sturm's Honda car, located in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The two sharks, Clyde and George, were on the scene, but Clyde had been rendered unconscious by the Honda car's spinning rear wheel. Bradley Woolworth had prepared his major inconvenience and sent a ransom note. Clem, Mary Lou, Tommy Tube, Sandy Shaws, and Susie Swiss Cheese were all aloft in Bitsy Pieces' aeroplane, and they had just spotted Amy in the Honda car.
Taking you out, Bitsy. How can it go around in circles?
Oh, God, my stomach.
Oh, just like a roller coaster.
Oh, that water's coming up kind of quick.
You ain't planning on landing down there, are you?
I hope they found a boat by now.
I hope Amy's all right.
Meanwhile, down on the surface...
Where'd those sharks go? And what's that noise? I hope this car isn't falling apart. Oh no, the water's leaking in faster.
And beneath the surface, the sound of the diving plane has revived the unconscious Clyde.
Oh, dude, wake up, boss. What do I do, boss?
Oh, no, my snout aches. What's going on here?
That spinning thing in the car hit you right in the snuzz.
Yeah, that really smarts.
What are we gonna do now, boss? Huh, boss?
Well, I tell you, we're gonna tip that car over and eat that girl.
Oh, good, boss. That's good, boss.
Start hitting that thing. We'll turn it over yet.
Okay, boss. Okay.
We now go to the Honda car.
Oh, it's a plane. I hope they see me. Hey, up there. I'm down here. OSO! I mean, SSS! No, wait. SOS! Help, I'm down here. Oh, they're waving. They see me. Oh, no. The sharks are here again. They're trying to tip over the car. Oh, this water's coming in, and it's going to sink me. It's coming in faster and faster all the time. Hey, up there, help me. I'm sinking. Help.
We quickly move back to the aeroplane.
Hey, Amy's waving. She's all right.
Thank God.
Oh, my stomach.
How wonderful. This is N7734 calling tower. Is there an Ashley Trey or a Cliff Drag there? Roger, she's in the car about 3 miles due west on Clam Beach. Roger, over and out.
Hey, doesn't that car look a little low in the water now?
Could be. I'll turn around and go by again. Only a little lower this time.
Oh, those waves are gonna get us.
This is really neat.
You're right, Tommy. The car must be sinking. What are those things in the water?
They're sharks!
Oh, what can we do?
I don't care as long as you don't try to land.
There's a life raft behind the seats. Get it out and we'll drop it down to Amy.
Where is it? Oh, I see it. Here it is.
Now, one of you will have to lean out the door, inflate the raft outside, and then drop it down to her.
Not me!
Oh, I guess I'll have to.
Shove it outside, quick!
It's too bad to get off the car!
You better get it out or we'll be crashed!
Shove on it!
It's out!
That was pretty lucky. I think it's even going to land near the car.
Oh, I'm sorry!
Well, it's all right now.
Where's Clem?
What?
Clem! My little water buffalo's gone!
Where the hell could he be?
Look under the sea. Well, he's not under the sea.
Oh, you must have shut him out the door at the raft.
Can Clem survive the fall of 150 feet? Can Mary Lou survive without Clem? Can Amy survive the shark attack? Let's check out and see what's happening on the surface.
Oh, the plane turned back. They must have seen me. Oh, those sharks again. And the water's almost up to the windows now. What's that? What? They're dropping a bomb on me. What? They're bombing me. Oh, no. Why, it's a life raft. A rubber life raft. They sure have good aim. It's only a couple feet away. The window's stuck. Oh, no, I can't get into the raft if the window's stuck. What's that? There's someone in the raft. Now, who would jump out of an airplane with a raft? Clem! Oh, Clem, you've come to save me.
We now now move beneath the surface.
Gee, boss, it sure don't want to tip over.
Well, we just gotta keep at it.
Why don't we try that other thing instead, huh, boss?
You mean that rubber bomb?
Yeah, boss, yeah.
That's just a practice bomb the Air Force uses instead of the real ones when they practice.
Is it as good to eat as girls?
No, clam brain ain't nothing as good to eat as girls.
But we can't eat the girl if she's in the Japanese junk.
That's why we gotta tip the car over, Tuna Face.
But my snout's getting sore, boss.
Yeah, geez, mine is too.
So what are we gonna do, boss? Huh, boss?
The car's almost sunk now, so all we gotta do is wait another few minutes or so, and it'll be completely under.
Yeah, boss. Then what, boss, yeah?
Well, the girl isn't dumb enough to think she can breathe water, so she'll get out of the car when it finally sinks.
Yeah, boss, yeah.
And then we got her.
Oh, yeah, boss, you're the greatest, boss.
Yeah, geez, I know.
And now we move back to the surface.
Clam, you've come to save me.
Huh? Who are you?
It's me, it's Amy.
Oh, God, where the hell am I?
You're in a rubber life raft in the ocean.
No shit. What the hell am I doing here?
You came to save me, didn't you?
Save you from what?
From drowning and
Where's my spittoon?
Oh, really, Clem? And being eaten by sharks, you saved me from all that.
Sharks?
Yes, they've been trying to tip the car over, but they've stopped now. I guess you scared them off when you landed.
Landed? Landed from where?
Why, from that plane up there.
Plane? Oh, my God, now I remember. Those clods shoved me out of the plane.
Shoved you out of the plane?
Yeah, I was on the wrong side of the raft when they pushed it out of the plane.
Help me get out of here, Clem. The water's getting real high now.
Roll down the window.
But I can't. It's stuck.
That's what you get when you drive a car made out of old tin cans. Rusts up real easy.
Well, forget that. Now how can I get out?
Got a sunroof, ain't it?
What's that?
The hatch on top. Just open it up.
Oh, how?
There's got to be a latch or something.
Oh, well, here it is.
There. Now climb out and stand on the roof.
Yeah, but what about the sharks?
Oh, God, I wish you hadn't reminded me.
Oh, sorry. Well, now that I'm out, what should I do?
Just jump across over here into the raft.
Are you crazy? That's so far.
What do you mean, so far? I'm holding on to the car door handle with my hand. It can't be more than a couple of feet.
Okay, here goes. Now catch me, Clam, catch me.
Amy jumps into the raft.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong, Clam?
Oh, my God.
But what's wrong?
Oh, you landed on my stomach.
But I thought you were going to catch me.
I think you crushed something important.
What?
Never mind.
Well, whatever I did, I'm real sorry. I can't do anything right.
Oh, sure you can. Don't anybody. Nobody else could drive a Honda car into the middle of the Pacific Ocean and fight off sharks and all.
Thanks for saving me, Clem.
Oh, that's okay, kid.
There goes the car.
Stayed floating for a pretty long time, though.
Do you think Dave Stern will be mad at me for getting his upholstery so wet?
Yeah, I think that'd be a safe bet.
Oh.
However, Clyde and George aren't too happy over the sinking of the Honda car.
Gee, boss, the car's on the way down, and I don't see no girl.
Yeah, I know.
Where's the girl, boss? Huh, boss?
Shut up, whale breath. She's not in the ex-tin can. Therefore, logically follows that she must be swimming on the surface.
No, boss, I don't see her anywhere.
I know there was a girl in the car.
Yeah, you sure, boss? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
She's not swimming, so maybe she's walking underwater, huh?
Oh, if she's walking on water, she's no ordinary girl.
So, boss, so?
Maybe we ought to just forget about her.
Why, boss? Why? I want to eat a girl, boss.
Yeah, everybody does, itching brain. But if she can walk on water, we better not mess around with her.
We leave this religious moment and go above the sea.
Take it lower, Betsy.
There's someone in the raft.
It's Amy.
And Clem. Clem's in the raft, too.
Clem? My Clem?
Yeah, they're waving. They must be okay.
She's fainted.
At least Clem's okay.
That's really something. He survived a 150-foot fall.
He must have landed on his head.
What do we do now?
Well, I called Cliff and Ashley, so they should be starting out with the boat. We'll just keep circling overhead until they get here.
Do you have enough fuel?
Oh, yes. Another couple hours at least.
Well, why don't we circle a little higher? It's kind of hard to look out and enjoy the view with the spray from the waves on the windows.
Meanwhile, Cliff Drag and Ashley Trey are presumably on their way with a boat to complete this daring rescue.
Oh, wow, I don't believe this.
Me neither. Not one boat for rent in this cruddy little port.
Well, we gotta get a boat.
Only one way to do it, then.
Yeah, we might as well pick one we like.
How about that sailboat there?
Nah, it'd take us all week to sail out to where Amy is.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's assuming we can figure out how to sail the thing.
Hey, how about that purple metal flake job?
That's a ski boat!
Look at the size of that power plant.
Slightly humongous.
And all that neat chrome.
It can't be much more than 16 feet long, though.
Hey, that's okay. It's pretty calm.
Let's shove off, then.
All right. I'll untie it while you start the engine.
Cleverly, Cliff casts off the mooring lines while Ashley hot wires the Chrysler Hemi.
Hot damn!
Powerful son of a gun.
Let her rip!
Say, hey, this thing really gets out of its own way.
Wow, how fast are we going?
It says 68 on the speedometer.
And the speed limit 55?
Probably. I'll just leave it here at half throttle then.
Hey, which way are we supposed to go?
Clam Beach.
I know that. Which way is that?
South. How about handing me another beer?
Here, hey, there's some skis back here.
Why don't you try them out?
Meanwhile, back to the rubber life raft we go.
Sure is hot out here.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter?
I don't feel so good.
Are you seasick?
No, it's probably what I had for dinner last night.
Well, look, they're circling up there. Why don't they land, Clem?
Why, can't land a plane with wheels in the ocean.
Well, why don't they go for help, then?
They already radioed for Cliff and Ashley to come out with a boat while I was still up there.
Oh, that's so nice of them. How can I ever thank you all?
Don't ever drive again.
You look a little green, Clem.
Oh, I feel a lot green. Don't think there's much difference between being airsick and being seasick.
You sure were lucky you weren't hurt when you fell out of the airplane.
I didn't fall on my own out there. They pushed me out.
It was an accident, though, wasn't it?
I don't know. Mary Lou's been kind of upset with me ever since the beauty contest.
Yeah, but I'm sure she wouldn't push you out on purpose.
Hell, I hope not. She's the best. Ooh.
What's wrong?
Oh, my stomach just rolled over like a pig in a mud hole.
Did you hear something?
Nope.
It's coming from over there.
I don't see nothing.
Look, it's a purple boat.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Going awful fast, ain't it?
Well, there's somebody skiing behind it. That was Cliff skiing and Ashley driving the boat.
Yep, it sure was.
Look, they're coming back.
I wish they'd hurry and get us to shore.
Ashley brings the boat alongside the raft, and Cliff coasts to a stop near the raft and joins Amy and Clem in the raft.
Oh, wow, you look terrible, Clem.
Ooh, I feel like I'm going to die.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you guys.
Say, hey, we're glad you're okay.
Hey, wow, where's Dave's car?
Well, it's sort of sunk.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be kind of pissed off about that, you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to sink it.
Oh, hey, how'd you get down here, Clem? Parachute?
He fell out of the plane when they dropped the raft.
Oh, wow.
We better get him to shore before he turns any greener.
And looking above, high above the Pacific Ocean...
That boat must be Ashley and Cliff.
I wonder where they got it.
Didn't it look like one of them was skiing behind the boat?
Sure did.
I think it was Cliff.
I'll go on down for a closer look.
Yeah, go on down.
The boat's moving towards shore now.
But he left Amy and Clem and Cliff in the raft.
Look, they're towing the raft.
Yeah, look, he's got a ski rope tied to the raft.
That looks like fun.
They're going pretty fast, aren't they?
Yes, I'm barely overtaking him, and we're going 110.
Wow, what a ride.
Hey, we ought to try that.
Looks more fun than surfing.
And down in that fun-filled raft...
Oh, God, slow down.
Slow down, this is really wild.
Oh, I know. Oh, God, we're all going to be killed.
This is even more fun than a roller coaster.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, God.
Look, we're almost ashore already.
Yeah, that boat really moves.
He's going straight at the beach.
It sure is. Oh, God.
Look at my hat.
Oh, he's going to beach it. Oh, wow.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Oh, now we can get out and dry land so we don't have to get our feet wet.
Oh, God, he's crazy. We could have been killed.
The boat must be 200 feet from the water by now.
Well, yeah, here he comes.
Say, hey, how was the ride?
Oh, far out.
It was neato.
Oh, it damn near killed us.
Oh, some people just can't seem to have any fun.
Wow, how come you beached the boat?
I had no choice. Something terrible happened.
What? Did the boat break?
I was opening another beer and the damn pop top broke off.
So?
I was trying to pry it out with my knife and I sort of ran out of ocean.
Oh, far out.
Look, the plane is landing.
Bitsy lands the plane on the beach and taxis over in the sand.
Amy, are you all right?
Hi, Tommy. Yes, I'm fine.
Boy, are you lucky.
No sh.
Clem! Oh, my little dumpling! Are you okay?
Yep, I'm fine now that I'm back on dry ground.
How was your trip down, Clem?
God, I don't know. One minute I was in the plane getting squished by the damn raft, and next I'm in the damn raft out in the middle of the damn ocean.
Oh, hi, Bitsy.
Hi, Amy.
Is this your plane?
Yes.
I don't know how to thank you for rescuing me. I mean, after, you know, I won the beauty contest and all.
Oh, that doesn't bother me. I'm just glad you're okay.
Yeah, that's a nice boat you got there. How much was it?
Oh, wow, it was real cheap.
Yeah, you might say it was a real steal.
Where'd you guys get it?
Oh, we found it.
You found it?
Yeah, it was all by its lonesome and tied up to this dock, so we freed it.
Oh, you mean you ripped it off.
Oh, we kiped it.
Oh, great.
Leaving the scene of happy reunion, we skip ahead to their return to Acme Hall. Oh, I seem to have run out of paper. Well, guess we are out of time. Tune in next week when we may answer the following pertinent questions. What do Cliff and Ashley do with the boat? Whatever happens and becomes of Bradley Woolworth's major inconvenience, remember that? Will the ransom be paid? What will Dave Sturm do about his wet upholstery? Just where is the Honda car's final resting place? Will Gus's Market and Williams Brothers have six packs of garbage on sale?
Little Orphan Amy was written, played, directed, and produced by the KCPR Management.
Ha 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 ha!